concepts in the halakha and the laws of the Sheva Berachot. Does the person that's making the Berachot, does he have to eat? We learned in the previous daily halakha that Hakam Avadiyah holds Hatam Mekala have to eat bread in order to qualify for Sheva Berachot. They just come and attend the Sa'uda, although the Shittot would say that's enough, but the halakha, Hakam Avadiyah was Mahmir, they have to eat bread, Kezayim, 30 grams. She'ela is now the people that make the Sheva Berachot, the Mevarchim. Do they have to participate in the Sa'uda? And if yes, to what extent? There is again over here a big machloket on this subject. There are those she taught that hold that no, they don't have to participate in the sa'uda, meaning with eating bread or the kezayit. It's enough just to have basar or some sort of shtiya, dagim, in order to make berachot. It seems that was the opinion of the Gaon Hazon Ish. It's brought down in the Sefer Apriyon, Shelomo, as well as the Stipler, Alav HaShalom, this Eduyot, that he used to make Sheva Berachot, even though he didn't make Netilat Shadayim, they would invite him to make the berachot, and he would make the berachot. However, Hakam Avadiyah in Yabiya Omer, Chedek Gimal Ibn Ha'ezer, Siman Yud Aleph Ot Zayin, in Hazor Avadiyah, Chedek Aleph Siman Memchet, clearly writes that if you don't eat bread, you cannot make one of the berachot, from the Sheva Berachot. And the logic is as follows. The Inyan of the Sheva Berachot is actually an extension of the Birkat HaMazon. It's a deen in Birkat HaMazon. Just like on Shabbat, you put Ritzeva Haritzenu in Birkat HaMazon, because that's Me'en HaMe'orah, and you put Ya'aleh V'yavoh in Birkat HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh, because that's Me'en HaMe'orah. So when there's a Hatan and Kala, so the Birkat HaMazon was Nitkan with Berachot following. We can bring a diyuk from this, from Harambam. Harambam, interestingly enough, discusses the Sheva Berachot in the laws of Birkat HaMazon. There's no special section on Hilchot Kiddushin that he talks about Sheva Berachot. Here he says, Sede Birkat HaMazon, Nishona Birkat HaZan, Chiniya Birkat HaAres, okay, he gives all the Berachot, B'Shabbatot, B'Yamim Tovim. He says, Yed, let's say, Mahalitzenu. Bacharukah Purim, Halakabav, Mosif, Emsa Birkat HaZan, Nesim. Okay. Then he goes on to say, Kishem Mevarchim Mevet HaEvel, Bar Minnan, then you have to make an adjustment in the Birkat HaMazon. Mevet Chatanim, Mevarchim Birkat Chatanim, Achar Arba Berachot, Elu Bechol Seuda Meseuda. So you see from Harambam, it's much more that the whole tikkun of the Sheva Berachot was from the Birkat HaMazon. So therefore it only makes sense that somebody that's not Hayam in Birkat HaMazon, how can they make the Sheva Berachot? That's the logic of Hakam Avadiyah, and that's Halakha Lema'aseh. And that's brought down as well in the Sefer Mishnat Yoshua, in Perek Chav Dalet, where he clearly writes, Mi shelo achal kezayit pat, enu yachol lebarech achat mesheva berachot shemesouda. Vechen adin, vechol shivati mehameshte, ולכן, אם מחלקים הברכות לכמה אנשים, צריך להקפיד לתת לברך רק לאותם שאכלו פת.